This podcast was sponsored by me, paid for by me. Listen, I'm working on right now on buying companies, Amazon companies. I love buying companies. It's fun. It's amazing. I love this thing. If you have a brand that you think we might want to buy, go to aaroncordovas.com/valuation for your free business valuation. This is also sponsored by Samurai Seller. It's our ad software, the new Amazon ads automation tool. We just released it. This thing is fantastic. And I'm telling you, I'm sponsoring you to get a free run of our software. Sign up now for a 14-day trial. And I'm telling you, I will guarantee that we will improve your advertising efficiency on Amazon in your first month. If not, you just ask us for your money back. We'll send it to you immediately. I want to save you money. Come on. Go to samuraiseller.com/start.
Getting bestsellers online. Getting a piece of the action. Learn from the top sellers. Become a top seller. E-com leaders. Start now.
Okay, Giampaolo Floris, the most Italian guest I have ever had on my show. Ciao, buongiorno.
Ciao, everybody.
So listen, guys, this gentleman is the top, or one of the top, I don't know, sellers of beauty in Italy. And so his story is absolutely phenomenal. Their company, co-founded with a gentleman, Antonio, who's also in the studio, but didn't want to be on camera, which is okay. So these guys have sold something like $15 million on Amazon in Europe specifically. What's your is your biggest Italy?
Italy is the biggest. Then we have Spain.
Okay.
The second market.
Okay.
Then we have France, Germany, and the UK.
UK is last.
UK is okay, last fine. At the moment. We used to have also Netherlands,
okay.
Sweden, but then we closed everything.
Okay. Fine. Molto bene. So the company is Florence.
Florence Organics.
Guys, if you want to talk about competitive category, vitamin C serum. I had a post on Facebook and I said, what should I never launch on Amazon? And someone said vitamin C serum. Well, here we are with a top seller, vitamin C serum in out of Italy. So guys, I'm super happy to have Giampaolo on the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So let's start from the beginning, because I want to know, first, what did you do before Amazon? And then, how did you get into Amazon?
So how did we get on Amazon? We tried to launch a product in Amazon.com in 2016. It was a biotin.
Okay.
And we didn't know much about how to sell on Amazon. I think we bought a $100 course
okay.
on how to sell on Amazon out of Udemy or something
okay.
like this.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it was a very basic course, and we didn't optimize a lot of things. And even though the product was really good, like competing with big American houses regarding price and everything, like we failed miserably.
Okay.
So
okay, good.
So we kind of stopped doing Amazon for about 1 year. Then we did another course on Amazon. This time it was a little bit more consistent course. Uh-huh. Like we got our fundamentals on how to sell.
I think you said it was Amazing Selling Machine.
It was Amazing Selling Machine. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
That's how I started too. So.
And honestly, they didn't recommend to sell, to start with a vitamin C serum. Uh-huh. And that's exactly what we did. That's exactly what we did.
Okay, so you were doing the course and you said, it said don't sell vitamin C serum. And you said, I'm Italian, I'm gonna sell it. Or how did you pick it?
Honestly, we were doing the product search, you know, with Jungle Scout and everything. We really didn't find back then in Italy and in Europe products that were like really great products.
So you were searching Italy, you wanted to launch in Italy, not US.
Yeah.
Because most of the courses tell you to launch in US, right?
Yeah, but back then in 2017, it was promoted a lot. Start looking into the European market because Amazon started to sell more and more. So we were trying in the beginning to sell like these little car shades for the kids, you know, block the sun
from the face of the kids.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we actually had a product developed, and then honestly, the idea came from Antonio, you know, not me. Not me.
Okay, so
the first idea.
Was he doing the course too, or was it just you?
We did it together.
Okay. So you both were told, don't do it.
Yeah.
So
we worked
in the US, where you go like this. It means like
this. Yeah. We worked through the different modules of Amazing Selling Machine with our English. That is, we had to clear a lot of stuff, you know, clear a lot of words. But in the end, we were able to get the most of it. Even though, honestly, the ads which was the most important part, was like dedicated just a little chapter for us. It was not enough, but it helped us to get started.
Yes, so
we saw in Italy, in the top 100 in beauty, which was the most sold product, was vitamin C serum. And there were like 2-3 products.
In the top 100.
So we said, what the hell? You know, it might be difficult to compete with these guys. Yes. There were L'Oreal. There were a made in Canada product. There was an American product. We said, okay.
There's nice. No made I like it. I like it. This is the beginning of success, right? Where you say, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. But that's where the market is. That's where the money is.
Absolutely.
And so people don't always understand that and go after like this little tiny market and go, yeah, okay, you're going to be the best. I don't know. I'm the best, like, you know this game, Hacky Sack. You ever heard of Hacky
no.
Sack?
No.
Hacky Sack is like you throw a little ball and you put it on your foot.
Oh, that's
And that's
fun.
The game, Hacky Sack.
Yeah, in Asia is big,
it's big,
right?
Yeah. In the U.S. it's also kind of big, or it was big when I was a kid. So the world champion Hacky Sack player, how much money are you going to make? You're going to make like maybe $50,000.
Right.
I don't know. Like horrible.
The niche.
But
too small, yeah.
If you're the number 100 football player, you're going to be multi-millionaire. So the point is you picked something where you saw it's worth it. It's going to be worth it.
Right. Exactly. And something that people needed to buy and buy and buy more and more and more. Because we thought, okay, the scar shades, we're gonna maybe we sell a lot, but it's like one sale
time.
And that's all. Nope, you can do some upsell. Well, in Amazon you can't really do upsell.
No,
like,
you're not really.
Like when you create a funnel or something like this. Okay. But in the end, we figured out, wow, if we start with vitamin C serum, made in Italy, organic, we already have a lot of things that make us stick out from the other guys. And
which things?
Well, made in Italy. There was not a made in Italy product.
Okay.
So we were playing home, and we saw the listing. It was some of the listings that were ridiculous.
Yes, like really ugly.
Not only ugly, mainly the grammatical text in Italy was ridiculous.
Oh,
Like ours. I'm sure right now, if I pull mine up, it's gonna be horrible. The worst Italian ever. Most
whatever. You can hire some guy in Fiverr for $10 and get it corrected. These days, it's so easy, really, to get things done. But we are Italians, so really they couldn't compete with us. And somehow we decided to use the made in Italy thing and our marketing skills, because me and Antonio, we both been working on online since 2008.
Yes.
So I know WordPress in and out. I know ClickFunnels in and out.
Yes.
I know how to run ads on Google Ads, these kind of things. I know how to create a nice presentation on Keynote, PowerPoint, a lot of other skills.
So what were the most important skills then to start your Amazon? Because like you didn't do ClickFunnels to Amazon, did you?
No.
So what did you use for the Amazon like launch? How did you find success when you have to go up against L'Oreal, all these guys, besides the Italian, which is fantastic, by the way, like doing it in Italian, that's a big deal. I need to do that for sure. But what else, what are the skills were you using?
The skills, first of all, the knowledge, the awareness that we needed a kick-ass product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was the main thing. If we want to compete with L'Oreal, with other guys on the market, we needed to have a great product. So we spent some months testing on ourselves and our family members, the females in our families, trying out and see what were the results. And wow, we got an amazing feedback. So we started.
So you would formulate it like it would be one thing, and then you're changing the formula
according to the feedback that we got. Me, I'm not a chemist,
yes,
as you say.
Chemist.
Antonio is not a chemist either. So we basically studied the main ingredients that were used in vitamin serums, the ones that are popping out the most often in all formulas, and then we spoke with a lady in a company in Italy. And we told her, listen, we want to have this kind of vitamin C serum with these ingredients, and then you complete the rest. You put the conservants, the ingredients that are needed to finish the formula. And so we started. Then Antonio.
So that took you how long? Because people think, like, you said months, but a lot of times people say, oh, to make a great product, I'm not a chemist, I'm not this, I can't do it. But how long did it take you from starting? You knew nothing. You never made another product like this in your life before.
No.
Okay.
No.
How long did it take you to make a product that you thought was superior and better than everything else on the market?
We started in, I think it was July 2017, and we launched in December 2017. Okay. So it took five, six months, something like that.
5, 6 months. To launch or to get it ordered?
To launch, like okay. Listing, stock in Amazon already. We bought 1,000 pieces.
Nice. My first order was 300. My first order was 300.
Of course. You want to start with 10K. Yeah. You don't even know if you're going to sell it.
So, okay. So probably 3 months then, because the production was how long? Production's a month, 2 months, no?
Yeah, around 2 months.
So three months you tested on multiple people, individuals, made changes, retested, did everything, all done in 3 months.
Pretty much, yes. Pretty much.
That is fantastic speed. And that's why you're where you're at, because people that sometimes they'll talk and they're like, I've been picking my product for 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's
come
like,
come on.
Exactly. Please. Please.
Cazzofai.
Yeah, exactly. Che cazzo fai? What the hell are you doing? Right. So, and I'll tell you, I made a post the other day and I told people, whatever you launch, I don't care what it is, it's going to be better than doing nothing. If you do nothing for 3 years.
Yeah.
And you pick any product. Vitamin C serum. People say, oh, people are going to waste their money. People will go crazy. They can't stand the fact of someone trying and taking a risk. I don't know why it gets people crazy, but you went into the most competitive category in Italy
and
3 months
ass.
And you kicked ass. Absolutely. Tell me how that went. How was the,
I don't know. There is another factor very important.
Yes.
Like to start doing it at one specific time, because when we started, there were no made in Italy products.
Okay. Yes, that's a good one.
So the timing is essential also, because mm-hmm. it depends.
Is it, you're launching in Italy. You launched in Italy, right?
We launched in Italy.
With the first made in Italy?
Yes.
Okay.
And there were no competitors.
2017?
2017, okay. Yeah. So there were no other guys selling a made in Italy product that knew what they were doing. Because we knew ads, we knew graphics, we knew listings. And we had like... quite a good experience in internet marketing, and we really wanted to make it.
Yes.
Like we really wanted to make it. So there were a couple of ingredients in the formula of our success that somehow they met together.
Yes.
Like we were in the right moment.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes.
With the right skills.
Yes.
And I think we sold the first 1,000 pieces in like 20 days.
Woo!
And we went out of stock. Yeah. We went
so
out
how
of
many,
stock.
How many per day was that? Your first day, you remember how much you sold?
10, I think. Yeah, 10. And we were like, we're checking our Amazon seller, you know, in our from the app. And we're like, wow, already 10 products. It's crazy, you know.
Wow.
And somehow people started to love the product.
Yes.
We started to use, we were using a software to send post-purchase things. And back then it was a little bit easier on Amazon, because you could do a broadcast to people that had already bought your product. Whoa, if we could do that stuff today. Anyway,
you're doing promotional emails.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You can't do promotional emails now. You get blocked and then
Completely.
So you were doing it to buy more or what? Because you had one product. How many products did you start with? Just one?
Just one, yeah. Just one.
So you'd say buy another one?
Why not?
Okay.
Buy three.
Okay. Buy three.
And somehow everything started to work well. We started to optimize the products as soon as we started to get the reviews, which thanks God they were good. But along the years, we started to optimize more and more the product based on the feedback.
Mm-hmm,
so we concentrated a lot on the listing and the product itself. Antonio is a genius.
Yes.
When it comes to the ads.
Mm.
And then we kind of kept creating. We released more products along the years. But,
so explain to me one thing. And this is, it was a surprise to me how actually easy it was. Once the launch happens, 10 sales on day one. How many were you expecting?
Honestly, we didn't have that crazy expectation.
Right.
10 products a day to start off could be seen as a good result.
Yes.
And it was a good result for us. The point is that they became 20 very soon, and then they became 50 very soon. 50. And then the magic started to happen, because we saw it was actually a viable market.
Yes.
People were loving it, and we were already started to plan the second product at pretty much 1 month after that we released the vitamin C serum.
Yeah.
So we could sell something together, you know?
So what I find is that it's I didn't expect it, because when you do the work, you make the good listing, you do the good ads, and it sells. It's kind of like a little surprising. At least it was for me. When I sold, I didn't start with 10 units. I started with like zero the first day. We did it. My mom bought one, my brother, whatever, my friend.
Just to have some reviews.
and day like number three, there was an order. I didn't know the name. I was like Sabrina or something. I'm like, who's Sabrina? I don't know Sabrina. I asked my wife, do you know Sabrina? I was like, oh, one sale. Somebody bought it. It was like, Sabrina. Oh my gosh, right? And so what's amazing is that it picked up. And it's like, and you know, within a few months, 16 units a day, 20 units a day. And I'm like, it's surprising how fast those sales come in when the listing looks good and you're running the ads. And so I think getting to that point, a lot of people will struggle. But once you're there and you see those ads and you make those changes, dude, I didn't expect to sell this much on Amazon. I did not expect it at all.
Neither did we, honestly. Yeah. Neither did we. Like, we plan to sell 10 times as less than we were doing. There is another point that I wanted to mention that you just kind of touched, and it's the listing and the images. We also analyzed how much our product was like kind of sticking out when you look at the listing compared to the other products. So we also concentrated on the visual part.
So you would open that on the search, or you're talking about the two pages? Search, right? Search.
Yeah. You see which one sticks the most. Yes. So we based the colors that we used in the packaging and everything. We did a little search on like the let's call it stupid word, psychology of colors.
The warm, it makes you feel like home.
Bravo.
It makes you feel like blood.
Mainly we were interested in having a product that was sticking out.
Yes.
That was the thing. Because you need to stick out in like billion products. If you don't stick out, if you just look like you have the same color of the page, where do you want to go?
It's a good point.
Honestly,
it's a good point.
So we had also that as an ingredient.
Nice. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then when you moved on, how did you select your second product and things like that? How did you continue?
That was quite easy. Basically, we're selling a vitamin C serum. The vitamin C serum is supposed to hydrate the skin and then to open the pores and the skin so that the ingredients of the next product you're using, they can actually reach the lower, the underneath layers in the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And normally a vitamin C serum is used with a moisturizer. So it was very easy, you know, to release the second product. Retinol cream, guess what? It was also one of the most sold products. And the product that it makes the most sense to be sold together with a vitamin C serum.
Yes.
If you're selling coffee, what do you upsell?
Yeah.
You sell a coffee machine.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Doesn't take much.
No, I don't idea. Yeah, so you put it around it. And then how long did it take you to get to the number one? Because you're starting to sell, but the top, you're not number one immediately. Like, how long was that process?
I think we got number one about 6 months later after we launched. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Honestly, the Italian market is much smaller than the American market.
Yeah, sure.
Yet, you know, to be number one in beauty, such a competitive category after 6 months.
Well, number one in beauty or number one in vitamin C serums?
No, beauty.
Vitamin C serums, we blew them off the surface of Amazon.
You were number one in how long?
3 months, something like this, yeah.
Number one in beauty.
Yeah.
All of beauty.
Yeah.
That's great. That is an amazing, amazing statistic. I mean, that's like 6 months.
We were lucky.
Number one. Yeah, lucky, but also, how do you find luck? That's the thing. Yeah. You find luck by being prepared for luck.
I'm joking. Like, we were lucky in the sense that we got lucky to start in the right moment.
Yes, that's right.
But luck never comes alone. Luck comes with courage and taking risks and actually not being afraid to put yourself out and to say, hey, this is my product, buy it, and that's it. You know?
And did you have any specific like launching strategy? Like, you know, you have the ClickFunnels. I know you didn't do ClickFunnels, but like, okay, you did some ranking or you did any numbers or anything. You just put it up and did ads, or like, what was, is there any secret sauce? People like to ask, what's the secret sauce? What do you do? What's the crazy strategy?
Basic Amazon ads.
Yes.
And then we used a little bit of Facebook ads in connections with it. We were using ManyChat a couple of months later just to push up a little bit the reviews. We were giving out a PDF and then we were kind of redirecting people to leave us a review, trying to not to get banned from Amazon because really need to use your words.
But free PDF, not a free product.
No. We started to give also free products at one point, but then Amazon started to stop this kind of thing. It's very much frowned upon.
For sure.
And we were giving a PDF and super customer service.
Yes.
Super customer service. I have a little bit of anecdote about the customer service.
Okay, yes.
Lamborghini, the founder of Lamborghini in the 60s, he was interviewed and he said, what is your way of doing customer service? And he is with his Emilian accent, super cool. He said, if a Lamborghini breaks down any part of the world, we send a mechanic for free, you know? And the guys, before he said for free, actually the interviewer asked, wow, a mechanic is going to be very expensive for the guy. No, actually, it's free. You know, we don't charge anything. We go there, we take the first flight, we go wherever the guy is in Florida, in Sydney, wherever. The mechanic repairs the car, shakes the hand of the guy and goes back to Italy for free. And basically, this is going to create a super word of mouth. And this was basically his way of doing customer service, like doing an amazing customer service. And then there will be like free advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also what we concentrate on.
So what happens? So someone says, I don't like the vitamin C serum. So then what do you do?
I'm sorry. And then we refund him.
Yeah.
We try to investigate what's happening or how did he use it? Because people sometimes they use the products in the wrong way. Maybe they didn't wash their face.
Yeah.
Maybe they used it and they went right away under the sun, you know, without any protection. You have to investigate what happened, you know. But in general, we really try to make our customers happy, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked well for us. It worked well for us, and we started to get more and more reviews. People were happy. Sometimes we were able to remedy to bad reviews with a awesome customer service, because honestly, selling in skincare is like full of problems. It can be full of problems because skins break out, and people they might get stressed, and their skin starts to break out, and they think it's your serum. It's actually, you know, whatever other products
they ate a dirty McDonald's burger, and it,
So it's really a delicate subject, you know, but somehow we survived, and then we have almost 100,000 reviews in our flagship.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! 100,000 reviews. Oh, that's spectacular.
Yeah.
And so what's the journey? Like, how fast? So you got number one in beauty in 6 months. So then that went up, and you added more, and you more top sellers. And, like, was there anything special that you saw? Like, you just keep doing the same thing over and over again, or anything different?
We started to, Antonio started to optimize more and more the ads.
Okay.
More and more the ads. We started to release more products. We released a moisturizer, another type of moisturizer with snail secretion. That is a big thing in Europe.
Does that mean the snail poop or the snail snail semen?
No, it's not snail poop. It's actually, sounds a little bit disgusting, but it's snail secretion, saliva. Basically, the snails, they have an amazing characteristics in their skin. If they have an injury, their skin like
cuts it, and it gets better.
Gets better like really fast. So they found out that this can be applied in beauty products. So we released that.
Delicious, fantastic.
It's so not delicious, but it works.
Okay, so you put pieces of snail saliva in your product, and it makes them look they don't look like a snail, but they feel like a snail. I'm just
absolutely
kidding.
No. I just want to say that it's totally cruelty free, because the saliva is extracted, the snails are not mistreated, because this is a great thing, you know.
So you put the snail like in a spa, and they relax, and then they
kind of. The temperature is slightly increased very slightly increased until they started to secrete, you know, their saliva, and then it's collected. It's very expensive, the saliva of snails, believe it or not. I know.
I mean, I believe it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a party, like a snail secretion party. It's, I don't know.
It's pretty much. It's pretty much. And then we release the tonic. Face.
And so what? So what's the price on that one? You're able to sell it for a lot more, because who's doing that? Is that like not a lot of people? No.
Not so many. We reached the top 50 in beauty also with that product.
But that price was higher.
Was a little bit higher. But we tried to maintain the prices in a range in which we could still compete with other products. We tried to release like really amazing good products at an affordable price, and that worked for us. We are aware that our formulas are way more expensive. Like we could sell for a much higher price. We prefer to do an amazing product for a reasonable price and sell a hell lot of them.
Yes, yes.
That's what we went for. We were not interested to be like high-end, super product, and we sell 20 a day, and then I starve, you know, the rest of the day, you know.
You know what? It's funny. I met a person actually here in town, or close to here, and they sell this snail product too, and maybe it was a snail secretion or whatever also. $1,500. For a little thing like this. And the problem with retail, I think, is that you can sell it all day, but you have terrible, unhappy customers. But you got a new person to come in the door, and they have no idea that the last person hated it. So on Amazon, you get those reviews, and you actually have to cater to the customer. You can't be this, they call it snake oil salesman, right? Like you give someone garbage that doesn't work.
Yeah.
But like, you can't do that on Amazon. So your stuff has to work. So how was the process from you? You weren't a chemist. You never made any of these products. Now, would you consider yourself like a top expert in actual skincare?
I'm a decent expert along with my business partner, Antonio. We just observe what's working, and then we speak with our lab. We have a chemist. The sister, she's a major in the Pisa University in Italy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like the top university. It's amazing.
This guy, he knows everything about how to put products together. He's a genius. Whatever change we ask him to do, he does it. So we are the mind, he's the body.
Yes.
And we work very well together. We know what we want to achieve because we know what people like. It's not very difficult to look in us the reviews of a competitor and see, this serum is too thick, or this serum leaves my skin sticky. And then, we look at our own reviews. Scent is too strong. Okay, let's decrease the scent. You know, little changes until you craft the best product you could have. And then you start scaling from that point on.
Wow. And how many of your competitors did you see that actually do the same thing, and their formula's changing, and their mark, like, see them changing? You don't notice. I mean, I don't know if you could tell or not.
We notice people that didn't do it.
Yes.
And they disappeared off the face of Amazon. Exactly. Like, they were, like, in the top 10, and then now they are at 300, 400 in beauty. They didn't adjust.
Yes. The formula and the marketing are both.
Both.
And so this is a key point, because people don't understand. You need to improve your product. Listen to your customers. That is your job.
Right.
That's why we exist, business owners. But we exist to make a better product and to show the customer how it's better, so they get it, and the customers are happier in the end.
Absolutely.
People don't get it. Gianpaolo, I don't understand. Yeah. They get the number one product, and then someone else comes and starts raping them, taking them like all the market share, and they just sit there like, I wonder why I'm not selling.
Well, get it now. Get it now. You got to work on your product, and you got to optimize everything you do. Marketing, the product itself, the packaging. Like, never be satisfied.
Yes.
Even if you achieved a good result, you can always do better. And look what others are doing. Compare it to yourself. Compare your marketing to what other people are doing. And never be happy
never be happy. Just be mad all the time.
Yeah.
Just be mad. Just be angry always. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
but
never
no,
be
no,
satisfied.
Yeah. Satisfecho.
Satisfecho. Let's say it in Spanish.
Yeah. So here's... I want you to tell me... How can I increase my sales on Amazon Italy.
Okay, you asked
in Italy,
me.
In Italy. Yeah, what should I do?
Well, you already know what to do. Yeah. To be honest, what kind of advice can I give you already don't know, yeah. You know?
Like, so you said the text is very important to make it seem Italian, yeah. Right? Because most of them you just put, mine I think are all Google Translate.
Come on.
I mean, I'm serious though, I'm telling you. I think we grab Google Translate, throw it in and put it in there.
I come and correct your listing.
No, could you? We'll end it early. We'll just go do the listing. Can you look at one of ours?
Why not?
Maybe we could do it. Can we do it live? We should do it live. Yeah? Can you pull it up? Okay, so I have here showing you the listings in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to look at them. This is a top seller, right? And then I'm going to show you ours. Unfortunately, I can't believe we're all the way down here. It's like a disaster. I guess this is us. Why is this so crappy? Here, I'm going to try to open it. See if I... We're not ranking this. We're way down here. Okay. So, can you compare here? Look. This is now the number one bestseller. Più Venduto. And this is ours. This is ours. In the US, we sell 5 times more than they do.
Right.
Just look at this.
Okay.
Read it. This. Powerlex Frullino Moratan Elettrico, blah, blah, blah.
Montalatte. Montalatte, they have Montalatte. You don't have it. I don't see it, at least.
It's the first one.
Montalatte, you have it, yes. Schiumatore latte con supporto in acciaio. Sbattitore per bevande. Schiumatore, okay. Well, the title seems okay. Okay. Montalatte, it's a big word. They have it twice. Sometimes we notice that having twice the keyword, one of the main keywords might help in the H1, as it's called, the main title.
Okay, let me see.
Otherwise, it seems okay.
It doesn't sound. Mine doesn't sound like bad Italian. If you read
No. Okay. I mean, their Italian is not really great
either. Okay.
Honestly, yeah.
So let's look at these guys. Yes, here. So let's look.
Prepara una schiuma ricca. This is yours.
This is mine, yeah.
Prepara una schiuma ricca e cremosa in pochi secondi. Noi amanti del caffè siamo seri quando si tratta del nostro caffè. L'ugello dà quel tocco finale personale al tuo latte, ma c'è una cioccolata calda.
Well, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad, to be honest. Huh? Oh, but look, what about the images? Let me see. Do they have Italian? Because mine have all this text. Let me see them. Oh, yeah, it's also English. So what about the images? Can you do...
What we did was making images in Italian and with little English text. It might help a little bit, but we also noticed that there are sellers that are doing good just having English text.
Just English.
We figured that selling it in Italian people would appreciate, and they did.
Your stuff, if you look at Florence, right? Florence.it, right?
Right.
Vitamin C serum.
Right.
Vitamin C, vitamina C.
Yeah.
Siero?
Siero. Vitamina C siero viso, yeah.
Florence, that's number one. Ours. Okay, good. Let's see. Florence. And so your images are going to be Italian, right? No. Look. Oh, no. Oh, so you have both.
We have both. That's what we did. That's what we worked for us. There are not the best looking images. Recently, I added the premium
A+ content.
A+ content. So we have the videos in each listing. It's in Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And here you can, of course, write in Italian. We have other videos that I added recently. There is another video here.
And so why do you have the English in the Italian images? Because you think they like in English? Or what's the...
Because Amazon is a pain in the ass and doesn't allow us to put images when you're selling pan-European, as we call it.
Yes.
Like, if I want to use the same listing all over Europe, then I can only have the same images here. Otherwise, we would have optimized the images according to the marketplace.
In France, it also shows the Italian.
Yeah. Italian and English. Italian and English. In a couple of products, we put also in Spanish. Let me see if it's in here. No. Here, for example, we have double image. You see, for English text.
See the next picture.
And it worked perfect for us.
Okay.
Yeah. This was a kind of way around the problem that you can only have one type of image. You see here is double text.
Yeah, so you put Italian and this. And of course, since you are Italy first, you're going to dominate in Italy.
Right. And somehow it worked out. It worked well also in other countries, yeah, and so on.
Because in Spain it shows Italian and in Spain it shows Italian. Yeah, that's ridiculous. And you're still doing so amazing.
For sure. Spanish people like us.
Wow, that's so funny. Number two in all of beauty. Someone took your number one spot.
Let me see who is that. Fuck.
Catwalk, TGI curls. Okay.
You see Garnier.
Garnier number
three. These guys, they are promoting on TV. On TikTok like crazy. Wow. And they're still behind us.
Wow.
And they are sold by Amazon.
Wow.
So they're not...
And look at their price, $10.45.
Yeah, and ours is 60 milliliters. Theirs is half.
Oh my goodness. So yours is actually a way better value.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Wow.
Your listing is not bad. Your listing is not bad. Probably you're not...
I think the price...
You're not really... It.
But yeah...
You might want to put the price a little bit down for a couple of... A couple of weeks until you get more Amazon choice and a few more keywords ranked.
Interesting. But also look, there's no A-plus content either.
And
what about this guy? Let me see. I know. Classes. I haven't looked at it. I haven't looked at Italy. Look at this guy. Look, he has it. And it's in Italian. Getting my ass handed to me.
The A-plus, you can put any language you want. Mm. In any market. In Spain, you can put it in Spanish and so on. Plus, if you're able to do from the brand... For all the products, then Amazon is going to award you the A-plus premium. Yes. And you put text. And what is the name of your competitor?
This guy, Powerlicks.
I don't even like the name.
No, the name is not good.
You can kick his ass anytime you want.
Yeah, I know. They actually were bought by another company. This was originally an Israeli guy.
Oh.
And then it was bought by like an Amazon aggregator. And in the U.S., all the sales went down. But here in Italian, they're doing very good. So
look at it. They are it's very
beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, ours is beautiful in the U.S. But look at this. Frustino, what's Frustino?
Frusta in Italian means whip. So frustino is a whipper, basically.
Whipper, okay.
It's a good word.